When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, mamas. I'm sitting here today to talk to you about a YouTube channel that got canceled. Groundbreaking stuff, but this isn't something I'd usually just talk about, usually just yap about, but it's a symptom of a much larger issue and scheme at play that is going to cripple our society and literally destroy our lives. And I'm not even kidding! There's a YouTube channel, it's three people, I believe, called Watcher. Hey, buddy. It's called Watcher. And they're getting all this flack, this big old firestorm right now, because they made like kind of like true crime videos. I don't know. I've never watched a single video of theirs. I'm simply reporting the news to you, doing proper journalism. But they would make videos that were true crime in that vein, true crime-esque. And out of nowhere, they posted a video recently saying that they were quitting YouTube, which, you know, everyone will do eventually, whether you fucking die or it kills you, like one or the other. But they announced that they were quitting YouTube to post on, I think it was Patreon or something similar to Patreon. So they were basically putting all of their content behind a paywall, and you would now have to pay $5.99 US a month to watch them. And obviously, people were not too happy, to say the fucking least. Imagine I just one day was like, hello, all my sweet mamas. Today, I'm announcing that if you ever want to fucking see me again, whip out mommy's credit card and cough up $10. Like, imagine I did that. Just like, feel your visceral feelings of that moment. Now, Patreons and things like that are nothing new and not inherently problematic or bad. Some of, like, the best YouTube channels have Patreons where, you know, if you have money to chip in and you want a little extra content, you can do that. You can, it's usually like $5-$10 and then you get extra video every week. I don't know. Like, there's a few creators that I follow that I love so much that I subscribe to their Patreon. And that is because, A, I want to help them. It's not like it's like, McDonald's being like, hey guys, can you subscribe to my Patreon? I'll give you an extra small fry. Like, it's like a humble creator saying, hey fellas, I need to pay my fucking rent. Would you, if you could spare a nickel, please. Like, I never feel like it's going to a bad place for the people that I am subscribed to on Patreon, and I enjoy the extra content. It's a win-win, you could say. But what's different about this case is these motherfuckers are fully blocking all of their content unless you pay. And the reason why I started this episode by saying this speaks to a larger issue that is going to cripple our fucking society is because I want you to think for a second about how many damn subscriptions you have. 10 years ago, I literally think, like, the average person, the average adult would probably have one or two, like, probably Netflix, and this is, like, this isn't including, like, phone bills and stuff like that. I feel like there's, like, more bills. I'm talking subscriptions to things that aren't, like, a necessity. So I feel like 10 years ago, people would probably have a Netflix subscription, and then maybe Spotify. And before I get into the meat and potatoes of this, I will say the one subscription that I feel like makes 100% sense, that even if I was getting like $100 a month, like that was my fucking income, was like $100 a month, I would still have Spotify. And there's a whole conversation we had about how Spotify pays artists, but motherfucker, you're getting every song that was ever made on the planet, and you can't cough up $6 for Spotify? What? It, even if I had $10 to rub together, but infinite fucking music of every song ever created. Sorry, getting off topic. Getting classist over here. But that is about where my sympathy for subscription services fucking ends. Cause beyond that, you look at how, let's look at entertainment for now. So it used to be just pretty much Netflix, and you could get so many movies and TV shows. It wasn't just like Netflix's own shows and movies, which it isn't now. Like Netflix like licenses a lot of other things, but like you got a damn good amount of stuff on Netflix. To like HBO, all the other networks would put their stuff on Netflix just because they were so big. Now you fucking look at it, and the original price of cable TV is pretty much the exact same price as if you wanted to have every single subscription. So say you had Hulu, Netflix, HBO, Disney Plus. What am I missing? Amazon Prime. All of those together is probably going to fucking cost how much cable TV originally costed. What the fuck? How did we get back to square one? How did this circle literally go right back? 360 degrees, motherfucker. And it's not just TV and movies and stuff like that. There's subscriptions for every goddamn thing. Like, every single app now, for some reason, has, like, a subscription. Like, you want Facetune? No, motherfucker, $120, like, a year. Or, like, $9 a month. Like, it's so bonkers. Like, there's this classic kind of, panicky conservative like saying, being like, you will owe nothing and you will be happy, kind of like, oh, fuck, I can't remember the full quote, and I'm not gonna pause a squirrel backdrop to look it up, but it's this kind of like moral panic that the way our society is shifting is that you will never own anything, you will just constantly be paying for subscriptions, constantly be renting everything, and you are at the whim of these corporations, so they could like raise the price whenever, which, by the way, like, is very fucking accurate. These corporations do raise the price of everything on a whim. Netflix is why the fuck is that Netflix $19 a month? Whoa, I remember when that motherfucker was like $7, and now it's like,
oh well, you can get it for $7 with ads. What the fuck?
So back to these YouTubers. What the fuck is my elbow? I need elbow room. We are in, obviously, a time where, like, the affordability of living is so fucking difficult for so many people. Now is not the time, Mr. Watcher YouTubers, to lock up all of your fucking videos and say, hey, everyone, spend $6 a month if you ever want to see our faces again. What the fuck? And apparently they even have like a tier that you can pay that's $100 a month. Huh? Now, their whole kind of explanation, they are creating content at such a high caliber, trying to like rival TV and Netflix, that they don't make enough money to break even or some shit from, like, how much YouTube pays. Ooh. Listen, motherfucker. Your financials are not the responsibility of your viewers, okay? If motherfucker, it's YouTube, not WeTube. If you're creating something so fucking complex that, like, you literally can't afford to make it on YouTube, fucking don't make it on YouTube then. But don't expect your whole audience to start paying $6. Like, go find a TV network to do that. Go like, hello HBO, hello ABC, I don't fucking know. Go to someone and be like, we need the money to make this. Like, their whole kind of reasoning was they didn't want to rely on advertisers to have the show made. And I almost feel like when creators and people say this, it's almost a little bit of a cop-out, because I think it's better for something to exist for complete freeness, That's not a fucking sentence. For something to exist completely free and there's ads, rather than locking everything up and making, like, the viewer pay if they can pay, like, and there's no other option, like, you have to pay. I don't think that's better. I think it's better, and mind you, if people don't want to fucking watch ads, they can, like, get YouTube Premium, and then there's no ads. Like, hello? Like, what? So, I don't know. I just, like, fully disagree with, like, their whole logic. Also, I know my sleeve is, like, covered in fucking pink. I left a Burt's Bee lip chap in my pocket, and this was, like, an acai berry flavored one or some shit, and it was, like, pink. Like, the wax was pink, and it, like, got on all my clothes. And five shirts got ruined, and it's really awesome. I have a underwear pair that looks like it has a blood shit stain on it, which is so fun. I physically, like, I'm like, oh god, what if I ever... Never mind. Back to the meat and potatoes of it. I feel like I've seen this happen before. I can't remember what creator it was, but they, like, switched to only being, like you had to pay for their fucking subscription, and it just completely backfired on them. And here's the thing. Realistically, how many subscribers do they have? Fucking, let's say they have 1 million subscribers. Let me get a fucking calculator out. Let's say they have 1 million subscribers. Let's say even 1% of those subscribers end up subscribing to their Patreon. What is 1 million times 1%? That's like 1,000, right? Fuck. 0.1. I fucked it up. Sorry. 1 million times 0.01. There we fucking go. 10,000. Okay. Let's say 10,000 subscribers pay $5 a month. That's 50 band of fucking leanies a month that they're getting. That's a good chunk of money. That's a good fucking chunk of money. But who's outside my house? But what about the other 99% of people that can't afford to fucking pay the $6? Like, I really feel like they don't understand that, like, obviously the content they're creating is their whole world, as is so for every single creator. Everything that I make is, like, pretty much my whole world. I really don't do much else other than, like, making videos. And that's because I love it, and I love having fun and being silly online. It's a fucking dream job. But, like, I feel like the way they got to this position and thought this would make sense was they're so... this is, like, their everyday thing that they thought, like, their content is a necessity for everyone else. When it's just not. Like, if you are someone who is, like, barely able to fucking feed yourself because of inflation and the cost of living just going, like, whoop! Like, you're not even gonna think for a second,
should I have milk in my fridge, or should I pay $6 to watch true crime YouTubers?
You, like, it's not even a fucking question. It's so I don't know. Like, once again, I think the whole model of, like, Patreon and subscriptions is good as an... oh my god, I just lit up the biggest fucking spit ever. I'm so sorry. It's good as an option. As an option, it should never be the only fucking option. Like, I'm trying to think of who, if there's even one person on YouTube where, like, I'd be like, okay, like, it makes sense that you have to pay to see this. Like, you know the classic, like, TikTok comment where people are like, what the fuck is in my hair? What the fuck is that? Ew! I have, like, lint in my fucking hair. Anyways. The age-old TikTok content being like, I can't believe this is free. I can't believe this video is free. I can't believe TikTok is free. Like, I feel like those motherfuckers thought that they had that same energy applying to them, but they didn't. So, anyways, let me regroup my thoughts, and then we'll get back right after the quick break. Okay, I literally forgot that I've done ads on this literal podcast for a service that tracks how many things you're subscribed to and, like, lets you delete them. And this isn't even an ad for them. But, like, it's so crazy that we literally have services to figure out what services we are subscribed to so we can get rid of them. Because, like, I remember I used it and I was, like, shocked. I was shocked at how many random fucking things I subscribed to and then, like, never canceled the subscription for. And that is literally how they get you. That is, like, the prime fucking business model of a subscription is you forget about it and then, oopsie, 3 years have passed and you've, like, sent them $400. Like, crazy. I read that, like, the average person has, like, 30 subscriptions. That's fucking crazy. It's so crazy. So, like, apparently these dudes were from, like, BuzzFeed. Like, they did the classic, worked at BuzzFeed, left BuzzFeed, and then tried to, like, make the shit they were making at BuzzFeed with a BuzzFeed budget. Or without a BuzzFeed budget. Oh. Why did it look like I literally scared the squirrel? That was crazy. I just felt spiritually connected to that fucking squirrel. Oh my god, they're beefing! Sorry, I have this to, like, keep me, like, locked the fuck in. This is how I lock in. I will just sit here and watch, like, animal videos, but I don't know. I do feel for these people that, like, these creators that come from BuzzFeed, and come from a world of high production and, like, being part of a company, and then, like, come to YouTube, and they are by themselves, and they're like, fuck, what do I do? And then they, like, make the most expensive content ever when, like, that's not even, like, really what people want. Like the Try Guys. People like the Try Guys because they're the guys that are trying things. They don't care if the Try Guys spend $2 billion fucking dollars on a video or $2. Isn't that, like, literally something they do? They're like, $2 burger versus $200 burger. but, like, you could spend a bajillion dollars on like, making your videos, and they could still fucking suck. Like, at least, not to, like, play, like, holier than thou, but at least when, like, my videos suck, it's like, oh, I spent $50 on that shit. Like, oopsie. Like, I don't know. And, like, on the other side of things, I have no idea what it's like to be in a position where you're, like, in a whole company making videos. Like, there's no, like, I have no employees. Oh my god, there's, like, a new character that just loaded it. I have no employees. I film everything myself. I edit myself. Sorry, I'm, like, once again sounding, like, fucking, like, holier than thou. Like, oh, you need to hire people to film your videos and edit them and make thumbnails. Well, well, my thumbnails look like shit, so I'm not exactly fucking winning either. But I do, situations like this do make me think about, like very meta, like, would I ever even get to that point? Would I ever create a company to make my fucking YouTube videos to the point where I'm literally just like a pawn, not a pawn, but like a chess piece in it? I'm, like, a little, like, blow-up doll that they just, like, position and then they film the video and then, like, the company makes the whole video. Fuck no! If I ever get to the point where I'm burnt out, I'll just quit. Like, I truly think that's what it'll be. Like, if I ever get to a point where I'm like, fuck, I can't do this. Like, I need to hire an editor. I need to hire, so, like, okay, I would probably hire someone to film for me, and I have done that, like, on off occasion, like, on one-off occasions in the past, because I'll be like, okay, like, I literally cannot, like, I don't have three fucking arms, so, like, I'll, like, find people to, but, like, that's where it ends. I don't have anyone that edits my YouTube videos, so, I don't know. I just feel like you lose touch when, first of all, like, if you're trying to make something that is, like, transcending YouTube, that is, like, trying to be on par with TV, then just fucking make a TV show. Like, you don't need to, like, mind you, I have, like, fun ideas for, like, I would love to make a movie, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to make, like, an actual full-length fucking documentary. And you know what? I'd probably put it on YouTube, but for free, not, like, behind, like, a fucking paywall, because, like, that's, I wanna be where the people are, and, like, motherfuckers aren't here. They're not, like, in movie theaters, as much as I love a movie theater experience, as much as I think there's beauty and magic in cinema, like, if I made something and I wanted to, people to fucking see it, I would put it on YouTube for free. Like, duh, it's like a fucking no-brainer. I'd, like, figure out how to make it, and the financials aside, like, that's not something to put on the audience. Can you tell I have very strong opinionated feelings about this? I don't know. I've spent a lot of time around creators, some creators that have 300 employees, and some creators where they are the only person. Like, it's like YouTube, bitch. It's YouTube. Like, there's no one else. And I find myself gravitating towards the ones who do it all themselves, or just with, like, a group of friends or people that they just, like, really, like, jive with. I always think that's so cool. And I'm not shitting on, like, getting help at all. Like, at all. Like, I think making content is, like, very fucking difficult a lot of the time. Like, I am very lucky and privileged to be able to make this fucking, like, slop for, like, as cheap as I can. Like, I film on my fucking iPad. Like, hello. Like, iPad. And I record everything, like, on my devices that I already had. So, like, I'm very grateful and blessed to, like, not have to rely on anything else, really. But I don't think there's anything inherently wrong at all with getting help, with, like, hiring a few people to, like, make it happen, blah, blah, blah. Like, most people end up hiring an editor, hiring, like, a producer, which I still don't know what those really do. Like, I've been on, like, a few, like, kind of, like, YouTuber shoots where they had, like, a producer, and they would just kind of do everything. I was like, wait, you're, like, literally just, like, you are the YouTuber, except you're not on the frame. Like, you, like, they had this motherfucker, like, running around, getting coffees, like, scheduling everything, planning and booking everything. I was like, damn, like, like, you just get the password at that point and fucking take over. Like, literally squatter's rights at that point. Like, take over. So, most people end up getting help. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Maybe I'll fucking eat my words. Maybe one day I'll get someone to, I mean, like, realistically, one day I'll be, like, fucking 50, and as much as I'd love to still be doing content, I will probably be so fucking tired that, like, I won't be able to, I don't know, like, what did I just do? I just got fucking 12-inch nails on my toes. There will come a day where I'll be like, fuck, like, maybe I need someone. Like, I literally walked around today with fucking 12-inch long toenails, scraping them, like, having my fucking toenails, like, bending backwards and separating from the nail bed, because I wanted to walk to Skechers for this bit. You know what? Maybe one day I'll be like, damn, I wish I had someone to drive me from point A to B. Or like, maybe, like, call ahead and, like, get the nail appointment. Because then afterwards, I had to go for, like, fucking emergency, like, nail removal at this, like, spa. So I'd be like, oh, it would maybe be nice to have someone to plan ahead and, like, book the appointment, so I didn't have to, like, wait in the fucking nail salon lobby for 30 minutes as, like, blood was gushing from my toes. Like, I'm sure there will come a day where I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of help. But today's not that day. So it's not gonna be for a fucking minute. And if I ever do, it's gonna be, like, maybe, like, one or two people. And even then, the thing is, I feel like I've yapped about this on a previous podcast before, but fuck, I would be horrible to work for. Like, bitch, it is a mind, you would not last a fucking day in this mind, like, genuinely. And the thought of, like, subjecting someone to, like, working for me, what the fuck? No. Like, they would quit after day one, probably, because, like, when I make a YouTube video, I'm editing that bitch up until the last second of it getting uploaded. Oh my god, I'm, like, letting y'all into the process so much. This is so but it's like, I don't really do it in, like, a healthy way. Like, I'll literally sit down and edit for, like, 18 hours straight sometimes. I will, like, not sleep sometimes. I'll pull all-nighters. And obviously, I'm not going to want to fucking subject someone to that. So, like, if I were to ever get, like, a fucking employee or something. Why did the police siren just go right outside my house? If I ever did that, I would have to have my shit together. I need to get my shit together first. I literally, like, put out a like a job listing for a camera person. Sorry, you could be anyone holding a camera. And I like didn't even like I went through all the applications, but I was like, fuck, bro, like what am I doing? Like like I'm in no position to hire someone. Like what the fuck? Like no, I can't. I'm scared. Okay, now we're just gonna get like really personal and emotional. I'm scared of people relying on me. I think it's a very scary feeling, and I would like to minimize it as much as possible. Obviously, there are some cases like family, and you know, that's the squirrel just got scared of me. But no, I the thought of like people financially relying on me, like because I'm giving them a job is so scary to me, and I don't want to think about it, and I would like to prolong it as much as humanly possible, and to the point where I have carpal tunnel arthritis and can physically no longer edit my YouTube videos, and maybe can't even stand up, and I need someone to push me around in a power chair. Okay, let's read drama. I'm out of shit to talk about.
All right.
Today's drama comes from at Lola Draws. If you would like me to read your drama and give you advice on it, please comment it down below in the YouTube video version of this podcast. Please, just one or two sentences. Like, it's not getting read if it's more. I'm so sorry. What do you say in a dissertation for? I'm not your therapist. But Lola here says, my drama is that I basically told someone all about my mental health one random night because I was struggling, and they asked me to, and I didn't think I had much to lose at that point, and now I'm stressed because they walk around with that information. And yeah, I'm not sure what to do about it because it makes me feel physically sick every time I walk by them, and we don't talk anymore. So anyway, I love your podcast so much, I always listen to them while I'm drawing. Thank you, Lola. I appreciate it. Okay. There's a few sad realities that I'm going to share with you. The first is some people, I don't know like how this person is that you confided in, but some people are not the best at talking about other people's mental health. They'll try their best, hopefully, but that is literally what the job of a therapist is for, is to help you through these things, whether it be mental health issues or something that happened in your life. Like, it's good to have friends to confide in, but at the same time, it sounds like you confide in this person without like fully trusting them. That is also very important to do before you let someone in on like a deep level like that. We are in an age where like we're a lot more free with like talking about mental health, and I don't think that should ever change, and that's like not the problem, but we do need to be careful that we're sharing certain things from deep in our souls with the right people. And a lot of the time, if it's something mental health related, that's literally meant for a mental health professional. You can obviously, like, tell the people in your life, like, your friends and stuff, like, whenever you're struggling. You don't always have to get into specifics, but if it's something that you might be worried that people will have in their heads and they're, like, walking around, like, knowing that about you, and you're, like, maybe not ready to share that, keep it in. Say, hey, I'm not doing too good. And then work through it with a therapist or a mental health professional, or just someone who you trust. But I'm sorry it makes you like feel uncomfortable though. Like I literally have like fucking yapped on this podcast about shit that I'm like, probably should have kept that one inside, and then like, oh, I forgot that there's a digital footprint, and shit that I say on this podcast lingers in minds sometimes. So but don't beat yourself up about it. And also, they're probably not holding it against you or anything like that. So, anyways, thank you for sharing your drama. Like I said, comment down below, one or two sentences. And thank you, my sweet mamas, for listening. I'll be back next Wednesday, as always. Oh, my merch is up, by the way, mamas.store, if you want to check it out. And I will see you all next week. Okay, goodbye!